In this unit, we will be looking at lesson plan development. You'll learn about rubrics, lesson plan outlines, and backward design. There's a video to review on Beyond Instruction. Please take the time to review that first. We'll be talking about backward design, which is a concept based on the work of Grant Wiggins and Jay McTeague. They've written a book called Understanding by Design that explains this in detail. You start with the learning outcome, not chapter one of your book, and you work backward through the steps to the plan or syllabus. The worksheet that we'll be using in this unit is based on that backward design concept. If you click on the backward design worksheet in your unit, you will see that there are six steps. You will have one of these worksheets that you can fill in either Word, OpenOffice, or a rich text format view that will work in any word processing program, where you will start out with identifying what is essential knowledge and what knowledge is good to know and nice to know. Then you will next focus on essential learning and write measurable outcomes. You will be using the outcome exhibiting verbs that is part of Bloom's taxonomy list. There is a link in the worksheet as well as in the course site to these Bloom's taxonomy documents. Bloom's taxonomy is a methodology that was developed in the late 1950s and is still used today in designing effective learning outcomes and learning activity. In step three, you will prioritize the list so that you are focusing on your number one priority first, so that you'll probably be spending the most time on that. Then in step four, you'll develop appropriate learning activities for each outcome. This will include your textbook readings, any other readings, and any other activities relevant to the unit. You will use activities that relate to the Bloom's level. There are six Bloom's levels: knowledge, comprehension, creative thinking, application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. There are specific outcomes exhibiting verbs that apply to each of these levels. You will be using a document to identify what kind of activities are appropriate for each kind of level, and you will be developing assignments related to your unit. Next, we will be talking about rubrics. A rubric is a good way for you to fairly grade all students on the same assignment, and by communicating this rubric to them, they will be more successful. You will be telling them exactly what you expect. There will be more than one category for your assignment, and it is recommended that you have either three or four levels so that you can grade each category on a topic. In the example, there is a literature circle character presentation rubric that has several categories. For example, the first category is stays on topic. And from item one, the rubric's measure is that it was hard to tell what the topic was. And then levels two, three, and four is the percentage of the time stayed on topic. You can review all the areas in this example and find many more using the Rubistar site, where you can create and save your own rubric. After you have done this, you will need to think about how you will know if your student has achieved learning expectations. If your rubric is well written, you will be able to objectively measure that. It will make your grading easier and also your students more successful when you tell them exactly what you expect. Lastly, you will write a lesson plan outline with a timeline of your unit. So how much time are you going to spend on the first activity, second activity, etc. So you'll be working through this in an assignment so that you will be turning that in. It will be due in the next module. In writing lesson plans, there are many different examples. Some of the things to think about is to start thinking about what the student already enters the lesson knowing. These would be the prerequisites. And the core lesson, what the teacher and the students will do, and the new curriculum that is a result of this particular lesson. I hope you will find this useful, and it provides a good methodology for you to develop lesson plans. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.